This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains. Judging by the photo layouts and the numerous catalogs that wind up at my place, some of the hottest items in the gardening world are rain barrels. People who live where it rains must be burning up the phone lines and swamping the websites with demands for these handy dandies. For the rest of us, the ones who try to grow things in the Great American Desert, sales are probably pretty flat. Nevertheless, I find myself looking in wonder at the array of gimcracks and gee-jaws that are being offered to people who have too much rain and need a place to put it. In addition to the standard barrel shape with anywhere from 25 to 55 gallon capacities, rain barrels can look like Grecian urns, complete with flower boxes incorporated into the tops. They also can take the shape of a wood rack or even a large rock or boulder. Many of them are outfitted with a hose outlet at the bottom so that the stored treasure of water can be diverted to various planted areas during dry times. All of them are rigged to catch water from rooftops, which is then funneled through a downspout into a catch basin. And this simple but brilliant idea is as old as civilization itself. Evidence of water catchment goes back to at least 2,000 years, beginning with primitive clay pots and moving to relatively sophisticated systems of drain pipes and channels to divert rainwater into agricultural areas. It is an old idea whose time has come full circle, as we see our water tables dropping and our droughts becoming increasingly severe. If you live on the high plains, moisture is becoming a critically precious commodity. Because we don't get much rain, we should all be trying to save as much of the liquid gold as possible. A 1-inch rain on a 1,000-square-foot catchment area can yield an additional 600 gallons of water to be used in a variety of ways. The biggest rain barrels I've ever seen are at the Food Bank Garden in Amarillo, and we'll visit more about them in the near future. I remember my grandmother's rain barrel in Anadarko, Oklahoma, as being a magical place. It was a big wooden barrel with a hinged lid that helped keep bugs, dust, and leaves from the watery interior. Opening the lid exposed a wonderful world that smelled of damp wood and a mirror of cool water that reflected my face back at me. A splash with my fingertips gave me the power to erase my face and create a background of wavering sky and clouds. And calling into the dark interior gave back hollow echoes from the watery depths. My two teenage aunts loved to use the rainwater to wash their hair, claiming that it produced a softness and shine that couldn't possibly be attained with water that was coaxed up from the old iron-handled pump in the backyard. My grandmother often used the contents of the rain barrel for house cleaning or washing dishes, and she and my mother used to sing a song for me that went like this. Oh, playmate, come out and play with me, and bring your dollies three, then climb our apple tree, holler down our rain barrel, slide down my cellar door, and we'll be jolly friends forevermore. I feel these simple times and pleasures are long past, but the need for rain barrels seems to be gaining momentum. As promised, we'll visit more about water and how to save it in the coming weeks.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.